Good afternoon. A bar owner gunned down in his Costa del Sol pub last weekend at a £250,000 bounty on his head over a feud with a Spanish cartel, it's been claimed. Ross Monaghan, who was 43, was shot dead alongside Eddie Lyons Jr. in a planned hit last Saturday in Puengirola. Both were senior figures in Glasgow's feared Lyons crime family. Police are said to know the possible identity of the gunman, but have not yet worked out who hired them. However, the suggestion that a rival gang from Spain wanted Monaghan dead is the first sign of a possible motive. Reports suggest the grudge may have been the result of an unpaid debt. A gang from England with connections to Spain had reportedly warned of the contract on his life shortly before he was shot. Two crime families have been locked in a feud that has seen a series of tit-for-tat killings over more than two decades. Saturday's hit coincides with an ongoing gang war in Edinburgh and Glasgow that has seen scores of firebombings and beatings. Spain didn't import crude oil from Venezuela in April, that ahead of a key sanctions deadline set by the US President Donald Trump's administration. Spain's largest oil company, Repsol, is among foreign firms operating in Venezuela whose permits to export oil from the country were revoked by the United States. Repsol was given a May 27th deadline to wind down its operations there. The lack of imports in April followed a sharp increase last year and earlier this. Repsol has held talks with US authorities seeking ways to keep operating in Venezuela. On Wednesday, Alicante local police detained a man who was driving a car loaded with 83 European goldfinches with the intention of taking them to Algeria for sale. According to the city council, the detainee has been charged with a wildlife offence, which carries a maximum sentence of 2 years in prison. Officers made the arrest after watching an overloaded French-registered car making an unusual manoeuvre in response to the police vehicle's presence. Local officers searched the truck and found multiple cages carrying the live goldfinches. The birds were taken to the Santa Faz Wildlife Rescue Center. And Spain's teenage sensation Lamine Yamal inspired his national team to a thrilling 5-4 win over France last night to send the holders through to their third successive Nations League final, where they will face Iberian neighbours Portugal. Spain have been almost unbeatable under coach Luis de la Fuente, losing just once in over 2 years, a run that helped them take home the European Championship title last year with victory over England in the final. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.